Nolte, hypocrite John Stewart says he was smeared as racist over lab leak theory. By John Nolte on March 1, 2023. Former comedian John Stewart expressed hypocritical concern over how absolutes and litmus testing limit political debate. During his basement-rated podcast The Problem with John Stewart, the far-left host was asked about the corrupt federal government finally admitting the truth, that the lab leak theory surrounding the coronavirus was probably right. If you recall, in one of his rare breaks from speaking only deep state-approved talking points, Stewart appeared on Stephen Colbert's late-night show in June of 2021 to express his belief in the no-brainer lab leak theory. This was a return to form for Stewart. What I mean is that he was funny for the first time in a long time. Why? Because comedy has to be based on at least a nugget of truth to be funny. And laying out the coincidence of a coronavirus appearing just a few blocks from the Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab and not believing it came from that lab is indeed funny. After that, though, Stewart fairly quickly returned to form as a good dog advocating for the surgical mutilation of little kids to appease his trans god. Anyway, here's what he said this week about the lying fascist federal government he worships finally telling the truth about the lab leak theory. The larger problem with all of this is the inability to discuss things that are within the realm of possibility without falling into absolutes and litmus testing each other for our political allegiances as it arose from that, Stewart said. My bigger problem with that was I thought it was a pretty good bit that expressed kind of how I felt. And the two things that came out of it were I'm racist against Asian people and how dare I align myself with the alt-right. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine how awful it must be to express a reasonable opinion only to find yourself attacked as a racist? Yeah, well, watching John Stewart complain about the inability to discuss things that are within the realm of possibility without falling into absolutes and litmus testing is like watching grass complain about green. John Stewart is the same guy who smeared Andrew Sullivan as racist because Sullivan dared to argue America is not a white supremacist country. Gee, that certainly strikes me as a fairly good example of the inability to discuss things that are within the realm of possibility without falling into absolutes and litmus testing each other for our political allegiances, no? Stewart was so unfair and outright cruel to Sullivan. I felt sorry for the guy, and if my opinion of Andrew Sullivan were any lower, well, he'd be right next to John Stewart. I never thought I would say this, but aging conspiracy theorist Andrew Sullivan is owed an apology. Stewart isn't man enough to offer one, but that doesn't change that we all know Sullivan deserves one, and that all includes Stewart. The problem with John Stewart, if you'll pardon the expression, is that he's garbage. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.